I see the Hebrew Daniel in a pit. He kissed a lioness goodnight and slept against her armor-piercing jaw.
Blue-black initials tattooed on his neck. A life-bound song.
I ask God to make the squad car a place of question and answer, of confession and tears. A house of worship and transit.
For today, the cross needs bearing, and someone must drive the tool into the earth to make way for resurrection.
Welcome to a new season of Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. The journal consists of
John Morris, co-editor-in-chief.
Caroline Langston, co-editor-in-chief.
Maggie Swafford, poetry editor.
Emily Chambers, Sharp, interviews editor.
Judy Coe, Contemplative Practices Editor.
And I'm your host, Julie Wan, Managing Editor of the Journal. And now let me turn it back over to our co-editor, Caroline Langston, who's going to introduce our new issue.
Last night I came out of Holy Thursday services at my Eastern Orthodox Church with a burn on my hand from where molten beeswax had splashed from the candle I was holding while Jesus was being crucified. It was an uncannily warm spring evening, but there was low humidity and a stiff breeze that was exhilarating. And my tribe was not the only one marking the time. Right across the street, the local Islamic center was hosting their Ramadan iftar, and during the time I'd been in my own temple, their parking lot had gone from empty to crowded with cars, overhung with twinkling strings of Edison bulbs. Everything was transcendent. The word transcendence gets a bad rap these days, I think, in our bottom line, literal age. There's a pervasive suspicion about the prospect of anything being more than its basic material composition and desires. We tend to believe, if only by default, that we are merely assemblages of hardware and inputs. It's also true that many folks in flight from some kinds of religion are dubious about transcendence as a concept because they associate it with contempt for the natural world and the kind of salvation seeking that is little more than what is jokingly referred to as fire insurance. But my burned hand and the iftar revelers are testament that transcendence can coincide with, can in fact co-inhere with everything that is here and now. This edition of Vita Poetica brims with the ways in which the physical is imbued with the eternal. Terry Brown Davidson's moving poems, Frida at Henry Ford Hospital and On My Back in Bed, take the rough biographical facts we know about painter Frida Kahlo's grief amid her Detroit miscarriage and enfleshes them with unexpected evocations of how her experience coheres to nature's. And T.M. Chin's short story, A Wolf's Heart, immerses us into the world of a young Chinese boy as he investigates his remote, sickly grandfather's apartment for clues to who his grandfather is and, by extension, to who he is himself. Immerse yourself and enjoy, for there's an interplay of perspectives. Matthew James Babcock's kick-ass, there really is no other word for it, Litany for a Decadent America, Praise Be, and Mary Buchinger's On the Train, Mulling Over Menopause, with its wise protagonist's heartfelt identification with the released convict she encounters. He, too, is transcendent, and she, in fact, makes him such, remarking, "But 3 years is a long time to account for, and those blue-black initials tattooed on his neck, a life-bound psalm." Of all the joys of this issue, I can't say it better than Ellie Benedict's collaborating with God through natural dying. Quote, "The other fun part about this natural art form is that it never stops changing. This project will probably fade. Time, sunlight, air, or being exposed to new pH levels could dramatically change the color over its lifetime. I'd like to invite you to delight in these changes as well. Natural art is alive. God's presence in our lives is alive." And if you're local to the D.C. area, I hope you'll be able to join us for Ellie's in-person workshop in early summer. Selah.
That was our co-editor, Caroline Langston, introducing some of the new work in our latest issue. We hope you'll tune in next week for the first episode of our new season. And as usual, we'll have new episodes up every Tuesday and Friday. Don't forget, you can always go to our website, vitapoetica.org, to listen to these readings as standalone pieces, as well as to stream the audio version of the whole issue. You'll have to tune into the podcast, though, to hear the authors introduce themselves and their pieces. And as always, the website is where you can learn more about us, find details on how to submit to the journal, and sign up to receive our email newsletter for announcements, events, and other news. Thanks for listening, and more soon.